This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a big band countdown. In this edition of the countdown, it'll be the 10 most popular records in the United States during the fourth week of March in the swinging year of 1939. From the compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, here are the original and sometimes scratchy records that now make up the Big Band Countdown. That fourth week of March, 1939, and counting down to record number 10.
The old umbrella man. When there's a lull and things are dull, he sharpens knives for all the wives in the neighborhood. And he's very good. He'll darn a sock or set a clock, an apple cart, a broken heart. He mends anything, but he'd rather sing.
Toodle-lama, lama, toodle-lama, lama, toodle-aye. And the umbrellas, and the umbrellas to fix today.
He'll patch up your troubles and go on his way.
Sing toodle-lama, lama, toodle-aye. Toodle-lama, lama, toodle-aye. And the umbrellas to fix today. And the umbrellas to fix today. And the umbrellas to fix today.
Sammy Kay and his orchestra, his swing and sway music in number 10 position, that fourth week of March 1939, the tune The Umbrella Man, sung by the Three Barons. Fourth week of March 1939, counting down now to record number 9.
Here am I alone with you, and what are you gonna do next? if you keep on that way. What a sweet little heartache you turn out to be someday.
Band of clarinet playing Artie Shaw had the nation's ninth most popular record that fourth week of March, 1939. The tune, You're a Sweet Little Headache, sung by band vocalist Helen Forrest. Artie Shaw with record number 9 in the Big Band Countdown. If you had to, how accurately could you describe a valuable item of personal property? In case of theft, you'd be asked to do just that. Don't leave an accurate description of your property to chance. All it takes is a little bit of time, a pen, and a notebook to list each item, its cost, and a complete description, including any manufacturer's serial numbers. Theft can happen to you at any time. If you want to see that radio again, take a good look at it now and write down what you see. That fourth week of March, 1939, Franklin D. Roosevelt was president of the United States. Tensions that would lead to World War II were building in Europe. In the United States, the Golden Gate International Exposition had just opened in San Francisco, and the New York World's Fair would open 1 month from now. In the world of music, Fats Waller continued to make unusual and great jazz recordings. He had a new record on the market. It was only 5 weeks old at the time of our survey. We hear it now as a big band extra.
Make up your mind. Are you undecided now? So what are you gonna do? If you're kind, don't keep up and never part, baby. Make up your mind. You're on the spot tonight,
huh? Well, tell me,
what you're gonna do. I've got to know what you're gonna do.
Fats Waller and his rhythm. Fats playing the piano and doing the singing of a song called Undecided. They had made the record just a couple of weeks before our survey, on the ninth day of March, 1939. Chuck Cecil with a big band extra. Returning now to the popularity charts and counting down for the fourth week of March, 1939, to record number 8. During that fourth week of March, 1939, Les Brown and his band of renown had a record in the top 10. Record in eighth place, I Have Eyes, the title of the tune, Herb Muse singing the words to record number 8. Continuing our countdown, here's record number 7. Thank you. Vocalist for Larry Clinton, singing the words to I Get Along Without You Very Well. Larry Clinton's orchestra with record number 7 in the Big Band Countdown. When your doctor gives you a prescription, do you ask questions? The Food and Drug Administration suggests you should participate actively in the prescription and use of medications for your own health. One area to watch carefully is that of adverse reactions to a drug. While it's relieving distress, a drug can also cause side effects that vary from mildly irritating to critical. For more information, send for a free copy of Patients as Partners in Their Own Health Care. To consumer information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. The fourth week of March, 1939. On the New York stage, Life with Father began an 8-year run, and the WPA Theater in Chicago is offering a jazz version of Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado. In the real world of jazz, Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra had a new record. It was just 1 week old at the time of our survey.
Thank you.
That was the big band of Duke Ellington. He had made the record just the week before our survey on the 20th of March, 1939. Rex Stewart featured on cornet, Barney Bigard on clarinet. Ellington titled the tune Subtle Lament, and we heard it now as a big band extra. As we return to the countdown. For the fourth week of March, 1939, this was America's sixth most popular record. Spring of 1939, Artie Shaw had the surprising big band on the American music scene. It was a new orchestra, and their recording of This Is It, with Helen Forrest singing the words, was in number six position. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a big band countdown. In this edition, we're surveying the top 10 records in the United States during the fourth week of March, 1939. From vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra World, and Variety, comes this compilation of original, sometimes scratchy records that now make up the Big Band Countdown.
President Theodore Roosevelt said,
"In modern war, the chief factor in achieving triumph is what has been done in the way of thorough preparation and training."
That's still true today, in this year of the soldier, 1978. Read all about unit training in the June 1st issue of Update, the one-sheet, quick-study publication that's on your bulletin board. Read it. the June 1st issue of Update. This is the Year of the Soldier, 1978.
The last week of March, 1939, and counting down. On America's popularity charts, this was record number 5. Week of March 1939, Tommy Dorsey had the nation's fifth most popular recording, Heaven Can Wait, the tune, Jack Leonard singing the words. That spring of 39, there were so many big bands in the United States, so many of them would never get into the top 10, all the more reason to sample one that has a big band extra. This is Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra, a nearly forgotten organization and a nearly forgotten tune called Harlem Woogie. And there you have Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra and a tune they called Harlem Woogie. That was Anna Robinson singing the words. The record had been made just 2 weeks before the survey on the 9th of March, 1939. And here is record number 4.
I gotta get some shut-eye. Thank you.
babbit, gonna get some shut-eye. Gotta get some shut-eye, give that world a go-by. Got an awful lot of dreaming to do. I gotta catch some shut-eye where those kisses flow by. Got an awful lot of dreams to come true. Gonna let that old sandman sprinkle me with stars. I only hope that old lamplighter lets me hold my baby tighter. So I'm gonna go bye-bye, catch myself a little shut-eye. Got an awful, awful lot of dreaming to do. Got an awful lot of dreaming to do.
America's fourth most popular record for that fourth week of March 1939. Kay Kaiser's orchestra, Harry Babbitt singing the words to Gotta Get Some Shut-Eye, record number four in the Big Band Countdown. There are two popular words in our vocabulary which are often misused and just plain abused. Environment and ecology. Are you using them correctly? Environment is like a house, the place you live in, that has been created on the earth by living things for living things, while ecology is the study of keeping that house in order. Actually, the definitions of these words aren't so important as what they represent. They represent your life and your survival. Don't abuse them. And now a big band extra, a record 1 week old at the time of our survey.
You break down the gate, ring my front door bell. Go have your fling and don't miss a thing. I'll see you down to earth by and by. Remember what goes up, what comes down. Baby, you've been flying too high.
Big band extra that had been made just the week before this survey. It was on the 19th day of March, 1939, that Count Basie's orchestra made that recording of What Goes Up, must come down. Jimmy Rushing singing the words, Lester Young featured on tenor saxophone, and this is Chuck Cecil with a big band extra as we return now to the popularity charts and continue our countdown to record number 3.
Listen to my tenor serenade.
Record may sound quaint now, but during that fourth week of March 1939, it was hot stuff. As a matter of fact, it was awfully popular. It was in number 3 position. Sammy Kay and his orchestra, Jimmy Brown, singing the words to Penny's Serenade, record number 3. Continuing our countdown now, here's record number 2.
That yellow moon above could be that angel face is something out of space, and not that angel face I love. could be this heart of mine is just a valentine and not this heart of mine at all. Could be a dream I see, but if you're asking me, could be I'm in love, could be.
In the Castle Ohm Orchestra, Pee Wee Hunt singing the words to Could Be. It was record number 2 for that fourth week of March, 1939. Right at the beginning of the survey, Billie Holiday made this recording. Holiday in her recording of Long Gone Blues, recorded the 21st day of March, 1939, right at the beginning of our survey, an extra before we conclude the Big Band Countdown. Are you suffering through what you hope is your last cold of the season and trying to nurse the rest of the family through theirs, too? You probably tried some over-the-counter medication in hopes of making things a little more comfortable. Caution! A panel of experts assembled by the Food and Drug Administration says to be careful about giving this kind of medication to the kids. Since most over-the-counter drugs lack specific information on proper dosage for children, a group of experts on pediatric drug therapy developed the following recommendations. The dose for children 6 through 11 should be half the adult dose, And for youngsters 2 through 5, it should be 1/4 of the adult dose. Asthma and cough preparation should not be given to children 2 through 5, except on the advice of a physician. Any product with alcoholic content of more than 10% is not for kids under 6. And now, here is America's favorite record, that fourth week of March, 1939. This was record number 1. Clinton's orchestra, band vocalist B. Wayne singing Deep Purple, record number 1. For the past hour, it's been the Big Band Countdown. This is Chuck Cecil with the 10 most popular records in the United States during the fourth week of March, swinging year 1939. From a collection of vintage publications and original, quite often scratchy records, this has been my compilation of yesterday's top 10. I call it the Big Band Countdown. We'll be right back.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
There's National League Baseball tonight.
The Phillies and the Cubs clash at 6:30 p.m.
Summer's here, and it's a good time to get out and explore beautiful Germany. Of course, knowing the language will make your travels a lot more fun. And the Drake Edwards Army Education Center is offering a beginning conversation course in German from July 10th to August 30th. The course meets Monday and Wednesday evenings from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. For more information, call the Education Center at Drake Military, 8259. The news is next on AFN Frankfurt. It's noon in Central Europe.
AFN News from the wires of the AP and UPI.
Good afternoon, Ann Mulligan reporting. Two major American political figures travel abroad this week, apparently at the president's bidding. Vice President Walter Mondale goes to the Middle East on what was first intended to be a mainly ceremonial trip to Israel, but is now said to be growing into an important diplomatic mission aimed at breaking the long deadlock in the Middle East peace talks. And Senate Majority Leader Robert Byrd is to begin a visit to four European capitals as the emissary and personal representative of the president. Byrd will be discussing implementation of the decisions made in last month's NATO summit. His 10-day trip will include stops in Brussels, Bonn, London, and Madrid. Before he leaves, the Senate Majority Leader will be spending his time trying to salvage the fading labor law revision bill, which was ordered back to committee when supporters failed to break a filibuster. UPI's Pi Chamberlain reports.
Senate Democratic Leader Byrd says he has saved the bill designed to make union organizing easier. He indicated at his weekly news conference that labor law revision would be changed in the labor committee in such a way as to attract the two additional votes needed to break a Republican filibuster. The bill can come back to the floor in mid-July. Relatively minor in substance, it is massive in symbolic importance to business and labor. Byrd also said the Senate would do something this year on welfare reform. He said the Senate will pass loan guarantees for New York in the week ahead, and said the Senate may consider a bill to set aside 100 million acres in Alaska as wilderness. Pi Chamberlain, Washington.
The Iraqi news agency says the government of North Yemen has called the assassination of its president a clear conspiracy by South Yemen. The report, distributed in Beirut, Lebanon, says North Yemen severed relations with its southern neighbor immediately after the assassination. The news agency says the North Yemeni president died when a diplomat from the south opened a briefcase he carried that contained a bomb. The diplomat also was killed. Ahmed al-Ghashmi was the second president of North Yemen to be assassinated in the past 8 months. His predecessor's assassins were never identified. Reporting from Cairo, the AP's Nick Tatro says the U.S. is trying to get Middle East peace talks going again after Israel's recent disappointing statement on the future of occupied territory.
America's ambassador to Cairo has met with President Anwar Sadat and other top Egyptian officials to explore ways to revive the stalled peace negotiations with Israel. Egypt and the United States began a new round of consultations after Israel refused to commit itself to full withdrawal from the occupied West Bank of the Jordan River and the Gaza Strip. Saturday's meeting was held in Mamoura Palace in Alexandria. The United States has reportedly been trying to arrange a meeting in London between the Egyptian-Israeli foreign ministers. Possibly in line with that, Egypt's second-ranking diplomat, Dr. Boutros Ghali, met in Cairo with Britain's ambassador to Cairo, Willie Morris. Nick Tatro in Cairo.
Stateside, Maryland State Police divers say they will continue their search for two persons missing after a boating accident on the Severn River near Annapolis until some sign of them is turned up. They were thrown into the water when two pleasure craft boats collided and capsized. A sporting event will take place in Buenos Aires today that, for most of the world, combines the excitement and importance of the World Series, Super Bowl, and Olympic Games all rolled into one match. It's the final and deciding contest in the World Cup soccer competition. And the host country, Argentina, is going somewhat crazy with anticipation. The Argentine squad will be playing Holland for the World Championship. Yesterday, Brazil defeated Italy 2-1 to take third place in the series. Central European weather forecast for the remainder of today called for partly sunny skies with rain showers and isolated afternoon and evening thunderstorms. And rain is the outlook for tonight. Forecast provided by the Air Force 7th Weather Squadron at Heidelberg. That's News from United Press International and the Associated Press, Ann Mulligan, AFN News.